Okay, the next Mishnah goes to the next set in the parrot in the Zugos and the pairs of the Masorah. The next is Hillel and Shammai, the famous Hillel and Shammai, the forerunners of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It says Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehen. This is Mishnah Yud Beis Hillel and Shammai accepted the tradition from Shammai and Avtalion. Hillel Amar, and Hillel says a very famous statement about Shalom. Hevi mitalmidav shal Aharon talks to all of us and says we should be from the students of Aharon HaKohen. Ohev Shalom, he says four things. Ohev Shalom, love peace. Berodev Shalom, and run after peace, pursue peace. Ohev es Habrios, love people. Umakarvan latorah, and bring them to the Torah. So four things. Love peace, run after peace. Love people, and bring them close to the Torah. And the Mefarshim here explain it's really not four distinct things, but it's a step A and step B, and then another step A and step B. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that most people love peace. Most people love peace and truth, but not necessarily is everyone interested in being a Rodev Shalom, in taking actions to promote peace and emes. A person can love peace, but they're not going to do anything about it. And in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, "Bakei Shalom, to seek out peace, v'rad favor, and run after it." They have to actually do things to bring about peace and bring about truth. And the Mishnah says that in an example of this is what Aharon HaKohen used to do, and that's the end of the Mishnah. Oyves Abrios Makarvan LaTorah. He loved people, and in so doing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he brought them close to Torah. If a person had either done an Avera privately, not an overt Rasha, but a person did an Avera in private, or they had thoughts of planning to do an Avera, so Aharon HaKohen, he was one of the Gedolei Hador in the Midbar, one of the leaders of the generation, would pick up on that, and he would be Oyves Abrios. He'd befriend the person. He wouldn't say anything to him about the Avera that he had done privately or the thoughts that he was having. He became friendly with him. He would schmooze with him after davening, invite him over for a meal, whatever it was. He became close with him. The person naturally said, "Oh, Aharon HaKohen thinks I'm a kosher yid. I'm a good fellow. He doesn't know about the Avera that I did in privately, the theft that I did, or whatever it might have been. And he doesn't know what I'm planning to do tomorrow, that Avera that I'm thinking about doing. He doesn't know about that. And if he knew, he wouldn't be my friend." So the person would be inspired to do tshuva and to deal with the tshuva of that private Avera, or stop having those thoughts, stop planning to do an Avera. Rashi tells us on the part of Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, this is perhaps also famous, that this was also regarding Aharon HaKohen, when two people would be fighting, so he would go over, he would take action, Rodev Shalom, he would go take action to bring about Shalom. He would go to one person and say, "You know, your friend, Mr. B, he's very sad about what happened, and he really wishes he could make up with you, he's just a little bit embarrassed. But he spent some time with me, talked to me about how horrible he feels, whatever." And he'd do the same thing to Mr. B. Say, "You know, Mr. B, Mr. A said to me he's really upset. He's really would rather make up with you." And in so doing, Aharon HaKohen would make Shalom. What jumped out at me from this mission is that it was Aharon HaKohen specifically. It was one of the Gedolei Hador. That a person has to build himself up through learning Torah and doing mitzvot to be a great person. And then when that great person befriends someone who's perhaps falling off the straight and narrow, doing averas privately, because the great person is befriending the other person, that inspires the person to come back. So it's a good thing to reach out to people and pursue Shalom, but it has to be in the context of building up oneself as a great person and then pursuing peace. Rashi cites one other example. He says, this is also true in Ish L'Ishto. If a husband would say to his wife that you're prohibited from getting any benefit from me unless you do something outlandish. What was the outlandish thing? To spit in the eyes of the Kohen Gadol. You know, walk across water. Something crazy. Something you would never do. So Aharon HaKohen would find out about that there's Shalom Bayis issue. This man is prohibiting his wife from any benefit. And he'd go over to the woman and say, "You know, there's something in my eye. Can you get some saliva in my eye and help me wash it out?" And she would say, "No one's looking, whatever, it's fine." And she would do it, and she'd become mutter to get benefit from her husband. When Aharon HaKohen passes away, the pasuk says, "V'yivku oso kol beis Yisrael," the whole house of Israel mourns for Aharon, the men and the women. When Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, it's Bnei Yisrael. It's the men. The women weren't as sad as the men because they didn't learn. Moshe was the pillar of Torah, taught us Torah. The women didn't benefit as directly from that, but the women and the men benefited equally from Aharon HaKohen bringing about peace. So again, this idea of not just loving peace, but running after it and bringing people close to Torah by befriending them, by being Ohev Es HaBrios.